in Deuteronomy 8, 1 through 8, I kind of titled this as I was reading those 8 verses. You know, Lord, teach me what you're trying to accomplish in my life by leading me. What is it that God wants to happen as he leads us through life? And the interesting thing is the very first thing he says in verse 2. He says, in order to humble you and to test you. Wow. You know, in our American culture, in at least USA, we are so me-centered. It's all about me, what I want, all this kind of stuff. And, you know, this whole thought here is to get out of self. Remember Jesus said, if anyone would follow me, let him say no to self and take up his cross daily. Then he can follow me. So the whole issue of testing and God's leading is to see, will we follow him wholeheartedly? Will we obey his word? Will we follow the instructions he's given us? Will we be obedient? And if we are, God has promised to bless us as we go through these things. I have been walking with the Lord since 1954. That's when I got saved. And I graduated from Bible school after I got out of the Army and so on. In fact, it was 1952 I got saved, and 1954 is when I got out of the Army and went to Bible school. So from 1960 to this time, I've been involved in some type of full-time work, and it's been such a blessing. But I can tell you, the testings are not often fun. You know, will I trust him? It's so easy to trust God when everything is going well. You know, and I sense, oh yeah, I'm really being blessed because look at all the good things that are happening. But what happens when we go through the, as one of my videos I have, the dark night of the soul? What about when we go through real financial stress and difficulties? Will we follow God wholeheartedly, or do we fall away because things aren't going like I thought they should? And a good warning he gives us in verse 11 in that Deuteronomy chapter 8, be careful that you don't forget God. And as I go through this journey, and it's a life journey, I need to keep in mind who is leading me. Not only through the rough times, but especially in the good times. So often when things are going rough or it's cloudy and it's just like fog on the road and I really am wondering here, I'm really walking by faith and not by sight, I'm just crying out to God and I'm asking God for direction and all that. But often when the good times come, I can forget God. You know, I'm being blessed of God and things are going so well that I can displace God in my life and heart. So that's a warning. Be careful in your life journey that you don't take your eyes off the one who is leading you. Keep your focus on God, not on circumstances, because he can take you through the circumstances. David said something beautiful, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. I have a traveling companion that, besides my wife, that has walked through me through thick and thin, through times of financial blessing and times of extremely close financial closeness. And where it's rough. But I still thank God he's promised that whatever situation I'm in, he's there and he will give me light in my path. I need to step out in that light. Bless you for watching.